case with someone in, that connects to the Riverdale community, was supposed to get married, and his father passed away a few days before the wedding. And it's Mamash HaShayla, which we have. So, my recollection is, this could be completely wrong, but they went to Rav Tait, just one of the Bracha, and Rav Tait said that they can't get married. Can't do it because it's, you cannot do it. We just live it in. You can't get married if you're the Chosin, Sabbath, and Shiva. But they talked in the Kula, and they got married in the Beis HaShuvah of Moshe. That's my recollection. Told one of the rabbanim who was involved, he didn't remember the details, but he did say they did get married. That's a fact. I asked that rabbi a few days after the kavura of the father of the chassid. So I believe it's the children of Moshe's over here. And Yoredeya Chelek, Beis, Simon Kuf Samach Tes. That's the children. Talks about whether the primary thrust of the children is whether the father of the kala can go to the chuppah of his daughter. We spoke about it. Star. But in the middle of this, he throws it in the middle. Unbelievable. He says, he quotes Simon Shin Sadi Bey, Hod al Musa the Konta, right? Shiva Shulchan Aruch, who asked for Tov Shiva. Then he says, Kadisa Bishach, Sif Kotten Zayin. So let's take a look. Let's take a look. You have to look. Simon Shin Sadi Bey, Sif Kotten Zayin. It says this. Okay, well, what does the Shach go on? The Ramah. The Chenin Yesla Bonus Tanim of the Nisrata Lachodishto Muto Lekonso. Says the Shach, the Kotten Zayin, Miyad, Yovo Leach HaShiva Kekotten Vahatah Zolavush. Okay. Fine. Says Rav Moshe, the next words are quite striking. I would say almost unbelievable. Rav Moshe says a quote, V'koi, it's the Shach, Zayin, Gam al muto the konto rishon shebedivya mechaber. So Nachman has the number. Whoa! When the mechaber says that the person is didn't fulfill turuhuya, they prepared the tzarchei chuppah and made achia meshudechet muto the konto for love olel achashiva. Comes along with Moshe and says viashach muto the konto means miyad. A pshat which I think no before Moshe ever said, to my knowledge. Pshat in the shat. The Prisha said it shat me in the Machad. The Taz said it's wrong, and we read and they put us in the Torah. Everyone said it's wrong. But Moshe, if he too much, it's in the parish of Shach. No one ever said it was a Shach before, because the Shach, we assume, is going only on the Ramah thing. So, based on this, for Moshe, I'm told it was matter to have the wedding within a week. Okay, odd kind of story. The story was confirmed to me by one of the rabbanim who was involved, but he didn't remember who they asked or what the basis was. My recollection was that Rav Tait Zal said it also, which is the stock of everybody, and Rav Moshe said it was mutter. I think Moshe was alive. They didn't do a matrit based on Rav Moshe's stock, which is printed, no question, which is based on, we know based on the Prisha, and he said in the footnote, everybody said it's wrong, and Rav Moshe walked in and said, the shach said it. But we as Meshach never said the Shach only going on in the Ramah, not in the Mechal. At Khan. Story. Ma'isa Shahodiyah. Okay. Let us now go further in the same Sukkah. Because we're open to the Shulchan Aruch here, the Shin Sadi Beis, the Sukkah in the Ramah Beis. We mentioned this yesterday, the big problem, the person has no one, he doesn't have Mesharsim. Now, what's Nishtarbev mean? No. Sort of extended, right? Extended. So the Divrei Sofim says in the Kamech Avos, And the expression of this Nishtarbim indicates that they went into a lot of things beyond Rabotai, beyond the specific kula found here in the Ramah. Not such a big, I mean, Ramah, all right. We already know it didn't exist based on the Yerushalmi. The Ein Lamishna Shemeshamsho, we could be Mako. So they found this situation. Look, you can be a millionaire, but Ein Lamishna Yerushalmi, because in personal matters, anybody aside from his close relatives, his daughter-in-law, we have to stick with a Kiddush, but okay, or a wife, anyone else is embarrassed about it, okay. So what's the big Nishtarbe? What's the Nishtarbe? So the different sources, what's probably happened over here, they went beyond what's printed in the actual Ramah. They didn't want to even say what the print, they didn't want to print what they were, how far they went. Let's take a look in the Mordechai tough Kuf Lamed Vav to see how far they went. Okay, if you give me that Rambam, I'll go a little further. Thank you very much. Tough Kuf Lamed Vav. Here we go. Page of Dalit. We have the din in the sect of Smachas. And let me see a Shabbos on Mutter Miyad. That's that cool. What are the coolest are found over here? So there is an interesting cooler found. Nope, supposed to be here. Oh, right before that. We pass in Allah, he says, Nasa Isha b'Bachruso, Isha Isha b'Zkenuso, Shapiri of Arabia. Master Below Kaimalam Kibraisa Demoris Kotan. So the one Rishon wanted to suggest, that our Gemara, which has a special kula, if he didn't have children yet. But if he had a child, then no kulas are invoked. So the suggestions made here in the Mordechai are very nice. That's true. But one day in the Masechta Yevamos, it says, look, you have two children, end of story. This is we paskin, that Yahya Labanim b'Bachruso, Yisra b'Ziknuso, to have more children. So therefore, even though he already has two children, a boy and a girl, so whatever kulas exist, which is found here in Siv Gimel. The Mutta the concept, Loki and Puravu, should be Mutta for us, even if he has two children, it's the process of having more. Obviously, if he is, 70 and she is 65, you're not going to get a Kula. Look, Kula, you can have more children. I mean, you have to get a Shaya. Sorry, Maina was not every day. But in the case where it would apply, this is one Kula which is found. But there are additional Kulas. In the Tshuvas Maimini, in Simon Chof, I did not put it on the Mount Mechaimus because it's so long, and it would distract everyone from what I want everyone to see, but he has tremendous coolers over here in the Tshuvas Maimini, in the Tshuvas Ravena Shimshon. Rav Shimshon Barav Avram, I think that's the Rosh Mishan, I think. Aside from the cool which you just mentioned now, which is found in the Mordechai, there's another interesting cooler. That our Gemara is worried about. You know, they have to wait three regolas. Three regolas. Maybe it's only referring to a case, catch this now, where the man has two wives. If he has two wives, already a couple of days, he has two wives, so he lost one. Listen, my friend, you survive with one wife, so after three regolas. But he has no wife. Survive with no wife. The three regolas, it's like Mashiach. One shot. Okay, second shot. It depends how she dies. She dies suddenly, then we say, you have to wait to be regolded. That's some kind of business. This was with wife A, and now it's with wife B, just like this. Has no, it's not nice. What'll happen in a case where she was sick? Then it's grounds to be Mako. She was sick. They probably weren't together for a while. So then, this idea of the Gemara's Klumra, perhaps, wouldn't apply. Can we read the Lashon over here? In the time so so was regolim mishum deyes, mutam yad kemish is so kvar b'chayah, kama regolim. Now, that's the question whether what the facts were. I'm talking about what the facts really were. As a matter of fact, the Divrei Sofim quote, and although we reject the Shuvas Maimonides completely, that's the star. But in a case in which we know for a fact that she was sick and it was not a bazdi at all for an extended period of time, then perhaps she really can be makum. Third kula. The whole reason why he shouldn't marry a second time within three regalim is the takana sa'isha. The takana sa'isha. The woman has the right to say, the F she betakana tchachamim. Okay. Thanks for no thanks. That's what it suggests. So these are the various coolers which perhaps we use. Now, the Ritzva says, brother, he's all wrong. What are you making up new things for? These coolers are just incorrect. So we assume like the Ritzva, again with the possible exception she really was sick, with the possible summer line on the Rash, and they will forget it. There's no head to, and the star babe, those who follow the Rash, but the Rambam was so opposed he didn't even mention it. He just didn't know what it is. There's some cooler flying out there that some are lying on. I'm not going to tell you what it is. It's like the Sitka Shul with the Yaisa. That's what it sounds like over here. But the Shtabim are in it to be made. The only one cooler, which is fascinating, but one more second, is the Dava Meravava. He gives an interesting cooler. Unbelievable. Master Shtabim, anyway, Hakov, came as Shemadina to Elo Maris and Beyond Achupa, Timlo Yichno, Boyero, Jan Kane, Yeshlach Hashem Yikad Menu Acher. So therefore, if you have to be Master Eretzin, because Hashem Yikad Menu Acher, and we don't, we have a Kharas Agona. Eretzin and Nisuin have to be together. Memeo Noah Matin Nisuin, how do you like that? That's inventive. That's creative. Okay, that's what it says. Okay, so again, to those who are Mekel, are Mekel, but Baal Nefesh, you obviously ask for not to go against the Gemara. Yes? What do you mean? No. I'm sorry. He's what about Tata? He's what about his new woman? His man was married to a wife age for so long, and she's just a new woman on the block right away. Kind of like Tata. I'm sorry, I left that alive. That's what he calls it. Take a look. It's in the Shuvas Maimonides, Simon Chav. Okay. No, that doesn't say that. He doesn't say the reason for the instrument. The main reason is Tata, and then she was willing to take a chance. Let her take a chance. Yes. Between the man and his new wife? Just had an old wife. Now he's a new wife. Still thinking about how great his old wife was. So wait a while. He forgot how great his old wife was a little bit. They can manage with the new wife. Something along those lines.
Yeah,
different reasoning. Yes.
Uh-huh.
It's a good point. Okay. Good question. I can read you the Russian here. Called Masha Zocher Avat HaRishona. Don't do it, Dave. Lo Yucha L'smoach and Ashniya. The Choshuch HaChavim HaTakonis and HaTetroh Shiyasameach Ima. Lo Yara L'ponim Z'umos. Tanyora K'tata B'neim. So somebody said, I didn't see it here. She could say, yes, she could take on a cock up in 1 second. Very wrong. One second. Again, I love thinking a lot. I sort of see it, but I don't see it right now. So again, just take a look at the long Shuvah, Yeshuvah, Shuvah, Chav, and Shuvah, Maimon. Okay, let's go on. Now, Siv Gimel. The Rambam writes in Sif Gimel. Take a look. As we said before, Yesh Banim Ktanim. You went from the Shachos and the Levush. They can be in that kind of case. They can get married Miyad, even with a shiva. Now there's two days. The dance we saw, we said yesterday. Is it mutter or not? Is it mutter or not? So there are many poskim who say that the shach is wrong, the levush is wrong. Again, Ramosh the shach meant even in the Mechavis case. So the, there are poskim who say that the shach is wrong, and the levush is wrong even in the Ramos case. Miyad does not mean miyad. Rather, what does miyad mean? It doesn't say miyad. Mutter the kamsa. Doesn't say miyad. The shach added miyad. So there are many who say, liyach shiva, either Gemara, so we had the very tirutim. It was Erev Pesach, the shiva was over right away, right? It was Shiduchim Miyad, it was Beit HaKavod Lav Dafka, whatever, the Rebbe is going to put it. So there are many people we show them argue on the Shach. So then what's the Kiddush? What's the Kiddush? What's the Ramayah Kiddush? You already know from the Mechaber that says, Mutal Lekansa, Velova Alei HaShiva, which means Lekansa HaShiva. As we said against the preacher. So what's the Kiddush of the Ramah? So the answer is, here's the answer. The answer is like this. The Mechaber's case is Shidchul. It was already a Shidduch, right? The Ramah's Mechaber Shidin, based on the Rosh Hashanah and what he said, that even though there was no Shidduch made between this man and his sister-in-law, the Zebach's sister died and his sister-in-law, his wife died. In other words, Reuben's married to Rachel, Rachel's sister Leah. The Rachel died, and now Reuben wants to marry Leah. Well, there was never a shidduch between them. It couldn't be a shidduch. It needs a kareh. It's not a shidduch. He's already married to Rachel. But after Rachel died, he could marry Leah, and there was no shidduch because the equivalent of a shidduch. What's a shidduch? It's a hefzir. Here too, who's going to take care of the little children and the small tot? The best person is the aunt. So therefore, it's considered the equivalent of it was a shidduch. But it's really only mutter after 7 days. That's the pashas against the shach. Okay. Finally, there's the Rambam. The Rambam, we already mentioned before, in Perek Vav, Halacha Hey, Vav Halacha Hey, who said, Isha Avela lo tiboral av shloshim yom. Get the impression that she can get married right away. In fact, the Ramban is against the Gemara. Even Harrison is up. Even Harrison is up. That's a marriage of Kakash. Right? What do you mean? Even Eretz is also within Shloshim. That's the Miz Gemara before Shin Yevamim. Says the Beis Yosef, and now it's them in the Shin Sadi Beis. We already went through this yesterday, says Rabbi Yosef Karo. We gave a shiur yesterday. He says, we already went through this before, that the Rambam says that Gemara is Shaloka Halacha. Or so, there was a Suda, or something, there was no Suda. That was as far as Eretz is concerned, where the Rambam was not to even tell Shiva. Shemi Karmenuach. So who are the Nami? With respect to Nisuin, it's mutter without a Suda, Tok Shloshim. That's the Pshat in the Rambam. Okay? So again, Kerek Vavalachahe. Isha Avela, Loti Boil, until Shloshim, you know? So the answer is, she's allowed to get married before Shloshim, as long as there's no Suda, even the Suud, as she can have Harrison, so Shiva. Okay? These are the special clues which Rambam has. But back to the base, Yosef, and Gaval, the Gakash. If you're really going to tell me that the Suud is mutter within Shloshim, so why does Rambam go on to say, Lo Tiboyel, until after Shloshim? What kind of issue is this? What's this? Someone who's married, happily married for 20 years, and Nebuch is an Avelis, you're not going to say that it needs to be for Shloshim Yom, only for 7 days. So here too, you're already being matir, the Nisuin. So what's the nature of this Easter Bia? Kamzi, Rabbi Yosef Karo, the Chiddush Neira, it's not to be believed, is there? The Kesem Mishnah and Beis Yosef, I believe. The child, the Rambam, you know who died? A husband died. That's not a brother died, a husband died. Gval! A husband died! She can't get married for a month? What are you talking about? Husband dies, you can't get married for what? 3 months. So the Beit Yosef says, yeah, it's true. We're not discussing that issue right now. That's a separate issue. We're discussing the issue mitzad Hilchos Aveilus, not mitzad Afan. Like the Bach, come on. What are you talking about? The Rambam gave a din. The din is referring to one issue and he's just being oblivious to another issue in the Furish. What are you saying? That's impossible. How can you say it's there? It's impossible. That's the Rambam, the Bach, Kash against the Beit Yosef, Kash, the Bach against the Beit Yosef. How can it be? He uses a very powerful language. Sharalei Mare, may the Lord forgive the Rav Yosef Karo. That was his best. Unbelievable. The Hechich of the Rambam, Belashim stacked in, Lo Tibor at Shloshim Yom, came and after Yachas Shloshim Yom, Lo Tibor, because of Hakonah, Mutlum Hashem Alichta Dabo, Vitein Michshol Lefnei Akore, Mishal Oye Zokom Asher Kosev Yichus Gerishim, Viyor Atos, Lo Tibor Lachas Shloshim Yom, how can it be? Right? The Nira Pasha to marry Bavela Al Shara Krov. Correct. Absolutely correct. Aye, these passes only for 7 days? No. That's because she was already married 20 years. Hacha the Nitzes Be'emla, Echmiru Gavisha that Surah Shloshim Yom. That's correct. The Bach Shad is right. The Bach Shad is right. Why? There's a special simcha which is experienced with the, what we call, Nisua Nubiya. And we could also introduce a little bit, if you want to follow the halachas of yesterday, of deus, that the deus concept exists. Even though we said by Isha doesn't forget, it doesn't apply, that doesn't apply. No, scratch that. Just say, I'm mixing up. Scratch that last piece. Back to what I said before. There's a special thing of simcha of Nisu and Ubiya together. That's a big simcha, Nisu and Ubiya. She's married 20 years, she doesn't. Just be all right, but she's an old hat, quote unquote. But here, where the Nisun would be like the first year every Rishon after the Nisun, the great in Simcha, so they asked it for 30 days. The Bach is completely correct. That's the Pashup Shah. The Bach talks about Nasa Shalom Kedin. You don't have to say Nasa Shalom Kedin. You can say it so much, Bottom Tanim, Elim Yishim Shem Shenu, all these kinds of examples. Okay, one final Nakuda, that's the Gilead Maharshah points that out. Look at the Gilead Maharshah, I think it was in the Maharshah Makomas, am I correct? Gilead Maharshah Shum, in Shinsadi Bay. There's a lot of interesting things here. Shiria Bach. So the ninth star of the first of Ramah Perek, well, this is the Beit Yosef Asa Shalokidin, is the first wide line on page 388. Here's Shalom Bipshuto, and Moyo Labonim Tanim.
Ain't a gomelas also call you mechayeha, and as though to isha shemais baila, the ainah rosa is davigim acher. I will nirakili nesua la olam imo. What? Where's this chazal? I don't know. I never heard this thing. Isn't it a woman that's supposed to be by herself? Quote in the Shulchan Aruch has a siman aleph. What's going on over here? If you find amuzal. If everyone can find the source, there's no fancy Shulchan Aruch. I mean, the fancy tool, we have to close this. There's no fancy Shulchan Aruch. I have no clue where to begin to look for this. And you have some computer with some plug in all these words, and it'll tell you where it comes from. Okay, so let me know. I appreciate it. All right, about the Nusugya, Chav Gimel and Aleph, Chav Aleph and Bey, two interesting sugyas which relate to each other. By Yassini Pesach Pesach. Let's take a look at the first on Chav Gimel, then we'll move to Chav Aleph. Okay, please open up to the Gemara. Chav Gimel Amen Aleph. Tana Rabbanon. Ovel Shabbat Mishona and Yotzim Pesach Pesach. Shnir Yosef and Yosef Mekomo. Shlishis Yosef Mekomo and Medavir.
Reviyas, Harek Kholada. Have you done that? Lutzukulama Shabbat, you shun the Yotin Fetzer Pesach. So I called the Klasal the Betel and Nachamo. And the Shnee and the Yotin Fetzer Pesach. Shlish is Yotin and the Yotin Fetzer Pesach. Reviyas, Yotin Fetzer Pesach. Medab. Hamishis, Harek Kholada. End of Sugyo. Okay? Nachlof is Atanoim. I'll come back to the Pesach later. Let's turn right away to Chof Aleph on the day. But at first, then we'll come back to the Chof Gimel. Chof Aleph on the day. All those Gimel Yom have already shown him. Fifth one on the page. Ain't a whole left with base of Ovel. We'll do another Ovel. Right. Mikad ve'elech, holech, ve'le Yoshe v'mokam ha-menachamim, and v'mokam ha-mit-nachamim. Okay? That's the Gemara. In the Maseches Nochas, as it's quoted by the Ramban, in two cases, it says you don't go to the base of Ovel for 3 days, and you don't go to the base of Kfuras. Someone died in the neighborhood, you want to go to the Levaya, to the Kfura. That's also permissible. After 3 days, you sit with the Misnachman. What's the head of it? Let's turn to an Emuke Yosef, please. Yud Gimel of the base. Gevalt. Steer it to Gemara. We just saw you can't leave the house for a week. Now we're seeing it for 3 days. He's allowed to leave. Okay, this is cash. Okay, this is on page Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Says to the Mukay. First, he tells you why is 3 days more. What's the significance of 3 days? We've never heard of 3 days. What's the 3 days? We know the Shiva. What's 3 days? He says, well, he's talking on the concept of Malacha. That's the Machlok, it's called the. Yerushalmi says, well, I don't know what this means either. Toys also quotes it. Called Plus the Yomen Nasha Taisa al Gufa Sarva di Chazra Gabe. What's going on? This is resuscitation for 3 days. Kevin di Chagra di Ishtane Zivo and the Apoi Shavkale. But in the summer, you get the 3 days that the body is beginning to change features, so it gives up. I don't know what that means. But some say, well, the Acha Gimel Yom HaKeres of Chas upon her, and the Tzul Mashi Gazalta, the Chamas, and the Tatavim. Whoa. This is, you know, this is some kind of mystical 3 day period. I'm going to go back to our Nigla over here. It says, Ovel, Eina Yotzi, the base Ovel, Avel Acha, Shemenachmo, Avel Acha, what's it? The word missing? Oh, base Ovel Acha, excuse me. Ovel Acher, Sheminachemo. Safa Pishu Krovo, you still can't even, if you want to go, you still can't see him in the first 3 days. Mavah Menachemin, it's the 3 days. Sure, you can't sit there. Sure, Gamu Sarach Lis Nachem. Right? You have to sit with the Mitzvah. Yafal Gad, Arminen, Ovel, and Yotzir Pesach Beso, the next Gemach of Gimel, Stira to Gemara. Ainu Dapkel is Tayel. Take a walk. Ovel is Var Mitzvah Shuri. For a mitzvah shadikim avela mitzvotah. We told kach, nirin, the mitzvah of avil is lechem to beis ha-knesset, the shmoa tefila of Megillah, and certainly tishlov, etc. Now wait a minute. What were we talking about in Chof Gimel Amud Aleph? Weren't we talking about going to shul? What did it say in Chof Gimel Amud Aleph? We said you're going here, in this chain, right? Well, what does the Gemara mean on Chof Gimel Amud Aleph? How'd you read it? Avil Shabbat Yishon, and Yosef says, the beis ha-shniyah, Yosef and Yosef bin Koma. What's in Koma? Where's he going? Where's he going? What place? Well, who place? Where place? So there's those who say refers to shul. No? And that's, where do you go? You go to shul, of course. You have a set place in shul. So what do you mean over here? Mefurish and Gemara, you can't go to shul. And then the Mugi Yosef says, you can't go to shul. Just to make matters worse, the Mugi Yosef himself says, on the next stop, it should have been on the Mount of Thomas. I don't think it is, unfortunately. Yudalad Amud Aleph. Let's find out the sources that are on the Ramah Kamas. The Rosh, etc., the Ramban. He says over here, last four lines on page Yudalad Aleph, Ein o Yotel the Beis HaKnesses Kama. Right? Ein Chof Aleph the Beis it says. Right? This Kasher. So you can go to a Beis Ovel. No, that's different. Shani Hossam to stand, but they are Veil the same. Um, it's not going to be more. That's the answer to the question. Because Stira Guluya in the Mukayose. On Amud Beis, he says you can only go to the base of them, not to a shul. On Amud Aleph, rather. On the days, previous page, he says you can even go to a shul because it's a mitzvah. So, no. See you. But if anyone has a terrorist, let me know. So far, it's a see you. Let's go on. The pre-show that I asked you to see in Shin Sadi Gimel to start Nalach apparently learned that the Easter, as we saw the Nimuka Yosef over here on the Nimuka Yosef, the second one, that the Easter shouldn't leave your house if you shouldn't, you're going to forget your Avel. You go to a cemetery or some other place, you're not going to forget Avel. If that's the case again, the shul should be Usher. That's the other Nimuka Yosef. Fine. So what, in the first 3 days, why the first 3 days Usher over here? So we had this, we came to Malacha, this all this mysticism. But we can be more, we can be some much more niglesic over here when it comes to this matter. I asked him to see a Bach, the beginning of the Simen, who calls the Beis Yosef. And the Simen Shin Pei, who calls the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, who calls the Raivin, who calls the Gemara. What's the Gemara? Of Zion of the Beis. Shloshi Yamim Lepchi. The first 3 days should be crying. So he said you shouldn't get distracted, shouldn't go away. You're going first 3 days, you're going to go to a Beis Oval, you're going to go to a cemetery, it's a pretty cheerful kind of a place. Yeah, but you're crying about your mate. Shloshi Yamim Lepchi, Shti Yamim your mate, not someone else's mate, not some other tragedy. That's the pshat of the other sukkah. I'll be Nigla. Okay. Fine. Take a look over here in back in the Nimuka Yosef, where he says that you don't go out the first 3 days, Lenachmo, you saw? Eino Yosef is an interesting word. Let's see. Eino Yosef is Ovel Acher Sheminachmo. You don't go out to console him. Okay? After 3 days, then it's okay. Where you're sitting with the Mitznachman. But Rashi says, Rashi in the Rift says, Mikhaim Elefole, Umenachamo. You're allowed to offer condolences as well. The first 3 days? No. You may not offer condolences. You're not going to console somebody else the first day. Just worry about yourself. So, it's interesting. Passage of Darkei Moshe quotes the Oz Ruah that the Easter of the first 3 days is only going to what we call in our language the Menachemo. Don't do that. The first 3 days you have to focus on your own avail. And there's another base level in town, you're going to be Menachemo. You have no right to do that. Take care of your own situation. But what if the person is going to the other Beis Avel, not to be Menachem Avel, but, says the Darkei Moshe, to be Misnachem. What's known as the Ruah? What do you mean Misnachem? Well, you know, there are two people in town, A and B. And A is a kind of a, not just sociable, I mean, not just a wealthy, powerful, political figure. And B, ganz the Welt is by B, a Gvir, or who knows, a president, I don't know what he is. And they sing all by himself. And then they say, he's looking out the window, all the cars are pulling into the house next door, and no one's coming into him. They didn't have cars those days. So there was a Ruach, hey, you want the B's house? They're sitting with the Menachem, they'll tap him in the Sanairiv, and they'll tell him, no, can we knock him to him? He's not going to be Menachem, he's going to be to get the Nechama. He's going to get Nechama, not to give Nechama. Darkei Moshe doesn't agree. There is a Braisa which says when he goes to the cemetery, it is his Nachem. According to Rashi, it's referring even within the first 3 days. Rashi would have the Ruach. According to Darkei Moshe, it's referring after the first 3 days. Okay. I'll call him, you get the impression as the Amek Dover of the Divrei Sofer says to Kohen Vov that the first 3 days a person can go look for Nechama. That's what it says in the Masechus Sofer, Masechus Smachos according to the Oz Ruah, and that you can go and get a Nechama. This is against the Ramban. Ramban has an interesting line in page Reish Yud Zayin what I have to speak. But the Ramban writes, in the first 3 days, a person should be looking for Nechama. Don't look around for Nechama. But according to the Ruah, you're allowed to go the first 3 days and look for Nechama. The Machlokas to Rishonim, apparently. Machlokas to Rishonim. What are they fighting about? So the Emet Zohar is an interesting suggestion. There's a quote to the Ramban we saw earlier. Remember we had, what did we say? Who quoted the whole line of 5 quotes? The Gemara was quoted by the Raven, by the Beit Yeruchim, by the Bach. Right? So that Gemara they understood to mean Shlosh Shem L'Pchi Chiyuva. Chiyuva, you have to cry for 3 days. That's why you can't go to someone else's house, the whole story. If that's the case, you understand very well that you have to do it. So, you know, you shouldn't be looking for Nechama, you should be crying. But the Emet Zohar claims that the Rambam argues. I have to see the Rambam, I don't know if it's really so mukhlach. The Rambam says, about the Chi, Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Yud. Did I get you the right Rambam? Yeah. Oh, you're right. I think. What? Yeah, Yud Alf is right? Well, Yud, I just have opened up to Yud, where it says, Ein Bochen Al Hameis Yosef Mishloshi Yomim. I think that I got Yud Alf copying off the Emet Zohar, but Yud Alf, I didn't know what he was talking about. I think Yud is the right Rambam. I think. What? Yes. End of Yud Aleph? It came to Yasser, Shlosh the Pchi, Shiva the Mitzvah, and Shlosh Yom, the Shkos, the Shah HaFamisha. He claimed according to the Rambam, Fakeres, in Yimad, the Pchi, Tavol of Rokh. I looked it up, I couldn't find him. It doesn't, it's like, Gosh, I'm made Yosef Midai, and it says, where you get the impression, even the first 3 days now, I'm looking over here in Yud, the little stickle right from Yud, better, where it says, Ein Boch, and I'm made, Yes, and Mishlosh Yomim. Again, it's not so much clear either. But he doesn't say Yechayev to be here for 3 days. It's Ein Boch and Alam Meis, yes, and we have to give you a heter to cry for 3 days. No Chiyuv. Oh, heter to cry for 3 days, but no Chiyuv. Then you want to get in a Choma? Gvaldik. Avadi should go to someone's house to acquire and a chama. Okay? That's what I think. Okay, everybody with me? You meant halacha yud, although he said yud aleph, but yud is a little bit more of a riot at this point than the yud aleph. Let's go on. Question. The point that you are the ruah, you can go to someone else's house to be mitznachim, and you're sitting with the mitznachim, so why can't you be menachim? Why are you there? Much of there it is to be Menachem. Moreover, why does it say in the Gemara you cannot go to be Menachem? You're sitting with the Menachem anyway. So go to be Menachem. You'll be Habol Alame v'Nimsa Lame, Bol Menachem v'Nimsa Misnachem. Unless you say, I think we saw in one of the sources. It's not right that a person I don't know. We'll get to a little bit later. So far he answered in Sifkon Zion, he lies with a kash. Okay. The Ramah in Simon Shin Sadi Gimel has something very interesting. Look at the right, Sifalak. Loris Yinogan can ask us. He ain't over the whole left of Beit HaKvaris. Well, the base of it, called Shiva. The Efsha, Shalav Chiyuvu Ala Rishus. What means that you're allowed to? Ume'acha Sha'achem Ein Mitznachemim Kemo B'yumeyem Shevi Al Tata Odis. What does that mean? What changed from then and now? You look at the preachers at Kotten Gimel. And in the old days, you look at the Ramban, it's Kufnu Gimel. Hayu Darshim Ben Achama. Guys walk into a Shiva house or to a cemetery, and there's this major Nechama there, they give a whole Drushim. You have to have the Gemara, you have to have the Mud Cotton, Gantan the Drushim. So this is yesterday. Amorim get drushes, Tanoim, ooh, wow. They're experts in giving a chama. Today, the preacher, what happens? You walk in, he says nothing, you say nothing, no one says nothing. This is not a big nechama anymore. So therefore, it's only a ksas nichum. Not worth leaving a house, but that's ksas nichum. That's what we understand. Okay, let's now turn to a Mordechai, tough, sadi, hey. Tough, sadi, hey. Okay. Tana Rabbana gives quote out of Gemara. The Yeshamim Beis Yamari Shonim in Halachu Beis Hakfaros. It says Gemara three, kind of Beis. What's the answer about the three words? Nikta Sayom Kikulo. And doesn't say what time of the day, because sounds like even Nikta Sayalala Kikulo. Pisket Shiva quotes, we'll get to later. Shin Sadi Eisav Karnal, the Machlokas Yamari Shonim. That's the impression you get from the Mordechai. The Chokmas Adam is on the next pack of Ma'am Makamah, so we'll talk about it a little bit now. Our tenth motion, Tivdal, is related to both of the sugyas. He's talking about Malach, we're talking here about Yisrael and Beis, with both cases 3 days are mentioned. He says, not true, you don't say by the third day, Mitzvah Kekulah. This is the first of Mechaber, and Shin Tevz and Beis, of a cold Gimel, it's Usher, the Malach. Right? And you take a look at Tosis Chafala from a base. Take a look for a moment. Has to do with the same sort of supernatural events that we saw earlier about without reading those lines again. A little creepy. But those same events are described over here that the Rishonim that we saw quoted earlier. It's quoted here in Tosis. He doesn't quote the whole story. He quotes the Bakapara part. He saw Bakapara in the last quote. Bakapara Omer, Afishvish Le Yataka. The Machlok is 2 days or 3 days. So he says, there's a Chokmah. We pass the Bakapara. Finished. We pass again. You need 3 full days. 3 full days. And then the Mukayot, he says, the Archimah is like Bakapara. And he quotes the Piskei Atos. This is a real, pulled out a real one. Look at the back. It's in the Kufchet. Piskei Atos is page 58 in the regular print. So again about Malacha, but the same idea. He says, Avo kol shlosh yom asa the Malacha, mishlishi ve'elah kigon yom salin. The first Piskei Atos, the only mitzvah for Kulo in this case. And he brings a right from the Sugi Yutestam in days. But it's again, shlishi shalo erev aregel. From a seventh Moshe Dalit. Kufka in the Kufka Dalit. So that's even derived from the signature night. We'll get to it at the end, hopefully, Neder. The Testament Bays, this you have already, need 3 full days. Just for your information, we'll come to it again in the Sugya of Moloch. Fine. So the Machaber says, back to our Sugya of Bays, a person may not leave his house for 7 days, even for a mitzvah. Look at the Machaber's quote, it's amazing. Ovo Shavuah Rishon and Yotin Festival Beso. I feel the small birchas chupa or birchas hamila, even for a mitzvah. Comes from the base yotze. A little strange, because chupa does the way beyond the week. No? But I guess bracha means even though he's going to go outside the door. Right? So he says he has to sit outside the window. Even that's not allowed. Okay. So we already pointed out that the Muke Yosef in one place in Sidney Mako. But Dr. Moshe is called Gimel Star. Says, and the book also doesn't make it for a mitzvah. Only the tie was on. Okay? So, seems to be my cloak. How to steer the book, I don't know an answer yet. So. Let's now discuss the idea of what we call Ovel Shavua Harishan. Remember, our Gemara's lesson was what? Ovel Nu Shabbos Rishon. What does the word Shabbos mean? So, Shabbos means, we saw the. Let's take a look on the Rosh, the best place. Simon Mem Vav, I thought. Please turn to the Rosh. Zimin Mem Vav. Close the whole Gemara. Top line of second column, page 72. Pirush Rashi. Shivat Yemei Shavua. The word Shabbat means the weekdays, the week. Avo Bishabbat, but Shabbat literally. Yosef Yemei Sekneset. So the word Shiva, Shabbat doesn't mean, you know, Shabbat can mean a week. Sheva Shabbosos Penimus. Means 7 weeks. That's what it says in the Rosh. What's the basis for this? A pure good Rebbe Lezer. On Shabbat, you'd have to go to Shul. Rosh, Lomo, Shikminus, Chassadim, Gedol, and HaKadosh Baruch. He built the Beis HaMikdash, made two Sharim for the Chassadim, for the Avelim, and they would come and they would say to him, you know, Hashem Yisamechako, you know, say, Hashokhan Baiz HaYinachemcha, right, and he goes through the whole story. Shabbat Beis HaMikdash, Yitzkino Chachamish, Chassadim, and Avelim, and Hopkhan Beis HaKnesset, Beis HaMedrash, Ashi Avokim Rolen, as a Chost, and Smechim, or as a Chayobim, the Yoshim, Imo, Lohoret, okay, that's only about even for a base of measures. You see clearly from the Mesechus Smachos of Rabbasi that the word Shabbat means Shabbat. That the machlokas and the Chazal between the Avraham Rabbosi on one hand and the Pirkei is the Rabbi Lezer on the other hand. No. Machlokas are Rishonim. How to paskin in this tremendous dispute? Take a look for a moment. Rabbi Hai goes to the Pesach Tzedek in the Minhag HaMedina. Take a look in the moment in Tosfos, Rabbosi. Right now, it's figure. Tosfos. Remember, Chav Gimel had a machlokas tatanoim, right? Shabbat Rishon or Shabbat Shniyah. Now, what's happening over here? If Shabbat means Shabbat, fine. You can make certain restrictions the way you sit and what you do, the two Shabbat, fine. But what do you do if Shabbat means a week? What do the words mean? The Tosfos jumps in. Take a look. Tosfos looks like Rashi, that means a week. Take a look. Rabbi Yudam Alohut Shukhu Vakul. Rabbi Shani Posek Alok Kedivri Amosif Yamin. The Risi, we'll get to this later by Yiv, that Rabbi Yitzchak Zekenish lo Yoshim and Kom Ashur Revi, with a dieti time of Shim Sovik Rabbi Yehuda and Ken Yitzchak and Mosul Mishniya, she has a better basis. But not beyond that, Yishloma, lo Ashkach na Tuba ila El Avela Shiva ve Kaimel and Nochi, Shem a time of what does that mean? What does that mean? Lo Ashkach na Tuba ila El Avela Shiva ve Kaimel and Nochi. What do the words mean? 14 days? So what's he saying? That's the meal. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, what's he saying? Right. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, what do you have? Don't call it Shiva, call it, I don't know, Yudalin. I have to imagine America, Shiva, S-H-I-V-A, it's worked out in every magazine, newspaper. Kodav Yehuda, what are they going to call it? Either Yud Dalet or Arba Tre or something like that. Baruch Hashem, I'll pass Kodav Yehuda for many reasons. One of them is they don't have to sit for 2 weeks, and the second is what the paper is going to do. You can't get the word Shiva. But you get the impression of the Torah, Kodav Yehuda, you sit 2 weeks, not 1 week. Wow! That's an amazing thing. Amazing. The Ramban says that's an impossibility. That can't be. Yeah. Okay. But behold, the Ramban says it can't be. It's impossible. It can't be. Even according to the opinion that I maintain, that Shabbat means a week, if you listen 2 weeks, all it means is you don't go to shul for 2 weeks. Hey, I don't know, for 2 weeks. But to go to work, you gotta go to work. I can't keep a guy home for 2 weeks. That's the Ramban, even according to this interpretation. Fine. The Ramban, however, thinks that Shabbat means Shabbat, Kipshuta. Then paid Reish Yud Zayin when I asked to see that Shabbat means Shabbat doesn't mean the week. There's a whole series of machlokas that was the Ritz Gate. They both agree that Shabbos means Shabbos. But that leaves a very big vacuum. Now what about Kol?
No, doesn't say anything. There's no Gemara.
If Shabbos means Shabbos, there's no Gemara about Kol. So what's the din? The quantity of its case, the Gemara means Shabbos. Everything is mutter until proven utter. So during the week, everything is mutter. And Bob says, what? What did you say, Rich Gay? Say that again. Say it ain't so. You can't mean that. If it's us and the Shabbos, Kavachomer Bechol, argues the Ramban. Oh. Now, the Rich Gay is explain why the first 3 days you can't go to the house of a different oval. Should I go to shul? Like he says, I go to shul, why can't you go to another oval's house? He says, like this relates to what we spoke about before. If you go to another oval's house, you're Menachem Oval, you appear as if, quote, you are Menucham Uporek Ol Evlo. You're already busy consoling others, but you're already fully consoling that night. Slow to the key. To go to shul, I go to shul. But to go to the Menachem Oval in someone else's house, it's not right, according to the Rish Gay. Of course, the Ramban comes from the other side. The Ramban says, you're not allowed to go to shul all week. But they will allowed you to go to another Oval's house after 3 days are over. You know why? Because they're on Eilim. As we saw before, it's in a somber mood. That's where you're coming from, about that. It comes from two different angles, the Ramban and the Rish Gay. Now, although the Ritz Gaius, as I said to you before, learns the word Shabbos to mean Shabbos, he says, you're right, our Gemara asks for Shabbos, but the Yerushalmi is a machlokas tatanoim. Rabbi Shimon says, Ovel the Shabbos the Rishona, hold up the Beit HaKnesset, Vena Yoshev Koma, is one maker of the both Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda, one maker of Shabbakula, Va'alocha Kediri are maker of the Ovel. So that's the Ritz Gaius. Says the Ramban, sorry, not true. In the Bavli, it is not found. It's not found in the Bavli. We don't follow the day Achas and Yerushalmi against the Bavli, and therefore he passed that the first Shabbos you may not go to Shul. Kavachom of the week. There's 3 machlokes in the both sentences in 1 paragraph, Ramban of its gate. 1. Assuming the Gemara means Shabbos. What about Kol? According to the Ritz Gaius, Kol is better. According to Ramban, Kol is worse. What do you do with the Gimli Yom story? If they're going to another base of Ovel. According to Rav Gaius, you can go to Shul, but base Ovel is worse the first 3 days. You look as if you're Menuchim. According to the Ramban, holding the Gaius, the base Ovel is looking for 3 days because it's dead out. And the Meister, can you go out the first Shabbos? So the Rav Gaius says, you may, because you don't pass from the Bible, you're about to Rav Shimon and Yerushalmi. Ramban says, no, it's about the Yosef, we reject it, we follow the Bible. 3 different machlok. Comes the Ritzvah, it's like this. The Ritzvah says, again, we call the general mahalach of the Ritz Gaius. You know, should be off the straight, even on Shabbos. Why would they master you to go to Shul on Shabbos? Well, they have Shimon in your Shul. Why? The Bavli is right. The Bavli is right. It should be usher the first week to go to Shul on Shabbos. Why they make this? What's Shabbos Rav Shimon? So he says like this. He says we have this truth of the Rebbe Lezer. In order to be Misnachim. That's the reason they gave a special kula, because he was Shalmi Rav Shimon is going to pick the Rebbe Lezer sheep. Fine. See, it's very important to allow people to have an opportunity to achieve a measure of Nakam. Says the Ritzvah like this. It calls the Ritz Gaius. I'm against the Gemara. You can't believe the Gemara would be matter. See, it's just compromise. See, we thought Pshat of Mitzkeret is matter even based on the Gemara. The Ritzvah says no. In the Gemara, the Ramban is right. The only matter the Shabbos does a Kamachol Makom. But he said, you know what? We don't follow the Gemara, not in Shabbos, not a whole. Shabbos, he followed the Sirtan Rebbe Lezer, which is the reason, which is Rebbe Shimon and Yerushalmi, the Lucha Mekam Ovo. And the Melech can make up a call too. And he explains to you why. Yes, the Hakel for Minim Meshav Etzman has been used to Rebbe Atim Heim, when you call him this follow, the Ovo Beveso, the Miyasu Kvot Kovel Ashirim, Vezeh, Lo Yasu Kein Lanin, Vinim Tum Izbaishin, you have enough money to make a minion in the house. Hey! Kadesh for Yimnu Mitzvila Fetibur, a Kelu Atirim Alechas Abeit HaKnesset. This is what the Ritual says. Again, so it comes out that the way the Ritual is learning the Ritz Gaius, it seems to be learning Shat in the Ritz Gaius, that it's not based upon the Gemara, the Shat Bavli, but it's based upon some kind of a Takona, right, the Takona of the Tirz of the Rabbi Lazar. According to Ramban, you have the impression of Mutter, Meikir Adin. Of course, it's Manah there, we make a minion in the base of Ovel, generally speaking. And what if it's impossible? You can't do it. Some communities just can't pull it off. You can't make a minion in the base of Ovel. If you want to suggest, maybe we should say, you know, the Pashkin of Shulchan Aruch is also can't go to shul, we should suggest Halacha Kedivri make of the Ovel and allow him to go to shul based upon what we call the Ritz Gaius. And the Ritzvah, just like this, you know, the Ritzvah, this is the Be'er Lacha speaking, of the Zivir Sofa. The Ritzvah didn't have the original Ritzgeis. He only saw it, quoted from somebody. He says, Avraham Avinu Yitzchak Ben Gaius Shekhotzim. He didn't even have a text. He took the liberty to understand the Ritzgeis Ben Takona. But we know it's not so. We know from the Ramban that the Ritzgeis left the Divinity Gemara. And Shabbos, yes, is an Yitzchak, the call is no Yitzchak. And that she the case is Nidche. That's a Das Yochid, we don't tell us to make a Bavel. So maybe you have no right to rely on the Ritzvah, it's Takana, because it's Takana, it's Pshat Nivitz case, it's wrong Pshat Nivitz case. You can't rely on a wrong Pshat, even though Lachdim make it. And the Ritzgeis himself said, the Nidche by the Rabbanu, the Das Yochid, he's not sure what to do in the case where there can be no opinion based on what do you do? Do you go to Shul or don't you go to Shul? Mishim, tomorrow we'll discuss this halacha with other halachas of Yisimi Beis. Thank you.